Hello friends, today we are going to be reading 2 Chronicles chapter 28. As always, before we begin, let's go ahead and pray over the word that we'll receive today. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day that you've given us. We thank you for the people that you've blessed us with, for all the blessings that you've poured down in our lives, Lord. We pray that as we seek to grow closer to you, Lord, that you would just fill us with your knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Give us your eyes to see this message the way that you would like us to see it, Lord, to gain revelations of who you are, who we are in you, Lord, and how to live this life. Holy Spirit, be breathed into us and help us to walk in your guidance and discernment today, and fill us with the fruits of your Spirit, and help us to share this message with whoever needs to hear it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This first section is called Ahaz Reigns in Judah. Ahaz was 20 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. He did not do what was right in the sight of the Lord, as his father David had done. For he walked in the ways of the kings of Israel, and made molded images for the Baals. He burned incense in the valley of the son of Hinnom, and burned his children in the fire according to the abominations of the nations whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. And he sacrificed and burned incense on the high places, on the hills, and under every green tree. This next section is called Syria and Israel Defeat Judah. Therefore the Lord his God delivered him into the hand of the king of Syria. They defeated him and carried away a great multitude of them as captives, and brought them to Damascus. Then he was also delivered into the hand of the king of Israel, who defeated him with a great slaughter. For Pekah, the son of Remaliah, killed 120,000 in Judah in one day, all valiant men, because they had forsaken the Lord, God of their fathers. Zichri, a mighty man of Ephraim, killed Maaseiah, the king's son, Azricam, the officer over the house, and Elkanah, who was second to the king. And the children of Israel carried away captive of their brethren 200,000 women, sons and daughters, and they also took away much spoil from them and brought the spoil to Samaria. This next section is called Israel Returns the Captives. But a prophet of the Lord was there, whose name was Oded, and he went out before the army that came to Samaria, and said to them, "Look, because the Lord God of your fathers was angry with Judah, he has delivered them into your hand, but you have killed them in a rage that reaches up to heaven. And now you propose to force the children of Judah and Jerusalem to be your male and female slaves. But are you not also guilty before the Lord your God? Now ye hear me. Therefore, and return the captives whom you have taken captive from your brethren, for the fierce wrath of the Lord is upon you." Then some of the heads of the children of Ephraim, Azariah the son of Johanan, Berechiah the son of Meshilemoth, Jehizkiah the son of Shalom, and Amasa, the son of Hadlai, stood up against those who came from the war, and said to them, "You shall not bring the captives here, for we already have offended the Lord. You intend to add to our sins and to our guilt, for our guilt is great, and there is fierce wrath against Israel." So the armed men left the captives and the spoil before the leaders and all the assembly. Then the men who were designated by name rose up and took the captives, and from the spoil they clothed all who were naked among them, dressed them, and gave them sandals, gave them food and drink, and anointed them. And they let all the feeble ones ride on donkeys, so they brought them to their brethren at Jericho, the city of palm trees. Then they returned to Samaria. This next section is called Assyria Refuses to Help Judah. At the same time, King Ahaz sent to the kings of Assyria to help him. For again the Edomites had come, attacked Judah, and carried away captives. The Philistines also had invaded the cities of the lowland and the south of Judah, and had taken Beth Shemesh, Ajalon, Gederoth, Sokol with its villages, Timnah with its villages, and Gimzo with its villages, and they dwelt there. For the Lord brought Judah low because of Ahaz, king of Israel, for he had encouraged moral decline in Judah and had been continually unfaithful to the Lord. Also, Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, came to him and distressed him and did not assist him. For Ahaz took part of the treasures from the house of the Lord, from the house of the king, and from the leaders, and he gave it to the king of Assyria, but he did not help him. This next section is called Apostasy and Death of Ahaz. Now in the time of his distress, King Ahaz became increasingly unfaithful to the Lord. This is that King Ahaz, for he sacrificed to the gods of Damascus, which had defeated him, saying, "Because the gods of the kings of Syria help them, I will sacrifice to them that they may help me." But they were the ruin of him and all of Israel. So Ahaz gathered the articles of the house of God, cut in pieces the articles of the house of God, shut up the doors of the house of the Lord, and made himself altars in every corner of Jerusalem. And in every single city of Judah he made high places to burn incense to other gods, and provoked to anger the Lord God of his fathers. Now the rest of his acts and all his ways from first to last, indeed, they are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. So Ahaz rested with his fathers, and they buried him in the city in Jerusalem, but they did not bring him into the tombs of the kings of Israel. Then Hezekiah, his son, reigned in his place. So that is the end of chapter 28. As we can see here, there have been people in place. Every country has faced something like this, where there has been a corrupt king, a king that doesn't acknowledge the goodness of our God. And even a king from his own people had been worshiping other idols, seeing what God has done for his ancestors and to his ancestors that didn't follow him. So God still protects his people. God still sent that prophet to say, "Hey, the Lord's wrath is upon you because you've taken his people." And they were saved from that. No matter what happens in our everyday walk, it may seem scary. There are things that are in the unknown right now. Election is right around the corner. But no matter who makes it into office, God will always save his children. And I hope that whatever has happened with all of the election, it doesn't create hate in our hearts. Because there's a million different ads on TV trying to make us hate one party or the other. And that's not what we're meant to do. We're meant to love our brethren. No matter what they believe in, we are meant to love them. And those ads just create hate. So I hope that today you would just see it in your heart to forgive those who persecute you and pray that God's will be done and that he will protect us from whatever happens. I hope you guys enjoyed this message today. I hope it reaches whoever it needed to. And that's all the time that I have. So till next time.